Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Piece by Piece Coordinator Susan Adams.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I apologize for not wearing green, but I will make it up to you. We'll serve green beer right out in the foyer right after the program, so stick around for that. We appreciate your being here this morning. We welcome you. Piece by Piece was officially launched here at the Carter Center in November of 2010. We had former Head Secretary Henry Cisneros as our keynote speaker to kick off and launch the initiative. Piece by Piece was coordinated and continues to be led by a group of 9 organizations, and bear with me as I name them all: Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership, ANDP, the organization that I represent, the Atlanta Regional Commission, ARC, ClearPoint Counseling, Enterprise Community Partners, the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association, the Home Depot Foundation, the National Housing Conference, and NeighborWorks America. Thanks to the great efforts and vision of this Piece by Piece leadership team, we assembled key regional stakeholders from the public and private sector who shared a concern about the housing crisis devastating our region and a commitment to working together to address it. More than 150 organizations have signed on as Piece by Piece partners. Collectively, we have invested time and resources over the last 4.5 years, collaborating among housing counselors, local governments, lenders, real estate professionals, home builders, and others to protect our region's families, neighborhoods, and communities. Our work has been rewarded. Foreclosure numbers in our region are down dramatically since the height of the crisis, but significant challenges remain. The housing recovery has been wildly uneven. Today, Metro Atlanta leads the country with the highest percentage of homeowners who are underwater, meaning that they owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. We have more work to do. Thanks to the generous sponsors of this symposium, the Home Depot Foundation and NeighborWorks America, we have an opportunity to gather today to hear from national, state, and regional experts. Today is an opportunity to realign our commitment and focus on the critical challenge of negative equity. From the very beginning of Piece by Piece, HUD has been an exemplary partner in our efforts. It is my pleasure this morning to introduce Mr. Ed Jennings, Jr., HUD's Regional Administrator for the Southeast. Ed has a long history of service in affordable housing. As the founder of Jennings Development Group, he helped to develop hundreds of units of affordable housing and promote economic and community development in his hometown of Gainesville, Florida. He also worked tirelessly as an advocate for affordable housing when he served as a Florida state representative. Piece by Piece has been fortunate to benefit from his leadership and his expertise. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Ed Jennings.
First of all, good morning. It's good to be back at this the rostrum here at this particular location. It's amazing, Susan and John, to say that we have been here almost 5 years. This organization, this collaborative, I guess I would say, has come a long way. Susan has been the workhorse for the organization. Why don't you give her a round of applause for her leadership in this effort. I also want to thank my good friend John O'Callaghan for his leadership at ANDP and his standing up on the balcony looking at this issue for the last 5 years. Give him a round of applause as well. It was some people say maybe a speck in their eye looking at for a broad vision of what we could get done here. But we've had some extraordinary political leaders also step up to the plate in this most significant time of challenge. I'm looking at my good friend, Mr. Chairman John Eaves from Fulton County, who's here. We've had Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. I'm looking to see shortly President Cesar Mitchell of the City Council here in Atlanta. come on board. Today we've got Commission Chair of Clayton County, Jeffrey Turner, here involved in this. Also the mayors of Lithonia and Norcross have also been involved in this. It's taken the full panoply of the folks in this room and industries across the board to make this concept come to fruition. It's a unique concept, I would say, nationwide, to have this level of energy coming forward. As Susan said, with former Secretary Cisneros, we've had former Secretary Sean Donovan. You've had two former HUD deputy secretaries speak here, and I have just been a constant thorn in their side, being here for 5 years in this particular place. I will tell you, folks, we're still dealing with significant challenges here in the Atlanta metro market, but we have come a very, very long way, and we believe that HUD has played some small role in making the problem, the challenge, just a little smaller because of how we've been involved. But we brought together not only with you, developers, contractors, those that are employees around this part of the country and around the country together to really address this issue. But let me give you some numbers that you may see as a little different than they were some 5 years ago. We've had 32 months where we've seen a consistent home price increase. That's almost 3 years in a row where home prices have gone up consistently. That's a big deal. You weren't saying that in 2008, 2009, 2010, when Secretary Cisneros was here, you weren't expecting that kind of increase. That was a huge, huge deal. We've also seen homeowners' equity since 2009 nationwide go up some $4 trillion. $4 trillion. That's a big number, even for a guy that went to the University of Florida, to count that high. That's a big number. You know, I always have to throw in a little gator jab at you all anytime I'm here at the rostrum, particularly since we won last year. We won't digress into that conversation, but I just make that point because I haven't been able to make it in the last 4 years. Also, I was very happy that my economist who's here today, Charles Huggins, was able to share some other data with me that was a big, big deal in regard to how this market in regard to those underwater looked. A year ago, Q3 2013, the number was 35% in regard to those folks in this area of the world that were below water. That number now, quarter three of last year, is 27%. That's over a 20% decrease in those families who are underwater. So do we still have a problem? Yes, we do, but we are gaining on it mightily. We're very excited at HUD to see not only that change happen, those real numbers come to pass, let us really see some changes, but we're glad to say that a couple things that we're proud of for HUD, that we have 324,000 FHA borrowers right here in Georgia, 324,000. We're proud to see their values having really been stabilized. You all know that when no one was in the market, respectfully, when people were looking at Fannie and Freddie and looking at the private market completely going away, FHA stepped into the gap in a major way to fill that void. We've done that in a major way here in Atlanta, and it's come out very, very well as a result of our investment. The last couple of things I'd like to say that are important. The best way to change the housing market, the number one issue to change the housing market, is the increase in jobs in this country. You have seen a double-digit unemployment rate in this market go now to below 6% nationwide. That's a major, major increase. 300,000 jobs last month. We've seen that consistent increase now for almost 5 years in a row with a double-digit level of jobs being created. That's the fastest recovery really since the 1980s in regard to the number of jobs that have been created. People make a better salary. They can pay their mortgage, and then more families aspire to own a mortgage, to have a home, and use that unique American concept of FHA to get them access to their first home. I will tell you, my new secretary, Julian Castro, has renamed the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to become the Department of Opportunity. We have really had a major focus on making sure all people had access to quality, affordable housing, a major focus on rental housing, but he really wants to bring back the idea of home ownership. You saw just a couple months ago when he and our President Barack Obama were in Arizona, and then in the State of the Union address, where he announced a lowering of MIP, which is what you pay on a monthly basis when you have an FHA mortgage. That 50 basis points reduction was a major opportunity that we believe will allow not only about 250,000 more Americans to buy a home than could buy one otherwise. It's going to see a savings for some 2 million FHA borrowers around the country are going to benefit from that. And again, using some of my little gator math, when you get there and you come down to that number, you lower that premium by that much, that allows a family on an average mortgage of 30-year fixed at 5% to buy $23,000 more in mortgage. For those of you who have a $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 mortgage, that's not that big of a deal. But if you're struggling to get into the game at $75,000 or $80,000, and that allows you to buy a $100,000 mortgage, that's a major, major deal for you. So we're excited to see that increase. Even with that reduction, our premiums are still not as low as they were at the height of the housing boom, so we're still very competitive. We're not pushing anybody out of the market. But we're ecstatic to be a part of this day's symposium, to hear more of the comments from our partners, private and public alike. And the last thing I would say, in this time of golden anniversaries, many of us had the opportunity to be in Selma recently to talk about what the Voting Rights Act was about and why is that tied to this issue, why is just people having rights, the Civil Rights Act 50 years last year, Voting Rights Act last year. We're excited about that issue because this year, this coming September, we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the creation of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Our golden anniversary is this year, and we came out of that movement where we not only need to give people access to civil rights, give people an opportunity to vote, but people needed resources on the ground. That's why HUD was created. Secretary Weaver, our first secretary, was the first African-American member of cabinet. We're excited about that. We're looking to host Secretary Julian Castro here later this spring to talk about that issue. So look forward to celebrating with you not only a strong, resounding housing market coming back at the Atlanta Partnership through Piece by Piece, really being strong and working with our partners in this room, but talking about the kind of great things that government can do when it leads from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with an extraordinary president, appointing extraordinary leaders who really get it and see what we can do. So on behalf of the U.S. Department of Housing and Development, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for letting me be here this morning, Susan. Have a good day.